proclamation number 7722 dated the October 8, 1960. About the Forerunner. Time will tell how much strength rests within my word, for hearts will feel addressed by me and flare up with love for me who reveals himself as a father, because I want to be united with my children and therefore send my ray of love into the hearts of those who are of good will. Yet it entirely depends on this will as to whether people recognize the Father's voice. The least amount of resistance will diminish the strength of my word, and this resistance occurs in a person who is still without love. Then he will not let himself be addressed by me, and then my word remains without effective strength. Then it will sound no different to him than a human word and he will reject it. However, my children listen to my word, and thus I instruct my children, free yourselves from misguided ideas by appealing to me directly for truth and enlightenment of your thinking. You try too soon to penetrate areas which I still keep close to you. You come to conclusions which are nevertheless fallacies. You think about things which cannot be revealed to you as yet. You rack your brain about the Forerunner's fate and arrival. And you come to the wrong conclusion. For I have told you, you will recognize him, and that means that you will no longer have to ask but know who he is when he appears. But until the time for his activity has come, you don't need to look for him or suspect him to be one of your fellow human beings, for he will come from where you least expect him. He is not a child of the world. He lives like any other human being, yet his thoughts and wishes concern me, although he is not aware of his mission yet. But his spirit will brightly enlighten him about his mission and himself when the time is right for his appearance. And I tell you that it will still be some time before this happens. He will be so illuminated that his light will radiate in all directions, and that all of you, who want to be of service to me, will warm yourselves in his light when the time of the spiritual hardship comes, when the last phase before the end begins, when the battle of faith erupts. Until then, however, don't believe every spirit who deems himself to know more about it, for if this knowledge were necessary I would instruct you of it myself. But handle with care what comes to you through human mouth, and don't let yourselves be deceived, for the Spirit of God does not contradict itself, and you should scrutinize yourselves where my Spirit is active, because I don't compel you to believe, and it is up to you which Spirit you accept as true. I have indeed announced the Forerunner to you, and that he will come again as a voice in the wilderness before my second coming. But he is yet to appear, because a short time still has to pass when diligent work should be done for my kingdom, and because you would set yourselves the time when his appearance should be obvious. I still keep the time of his arrival veiled, for then my coming will also be certain, then the end is close, for he will only be active for a short time on earth, which, however, will suffice to shock people out of their deadly rigidity. And the purpose of his coming is to save those who are still undecided, to strengthen those who want to remain faithful to me, and to announce my coming. And although this time is not far away, a few short phases have yet to pass, but then what was proclaimed to you in word and scripture will be fulfilled. Amen.